Welcome. This is episode 266 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on what to look for in a church. This is going to be series 4. Again, if you missed the other parts of the series, I'll encourage you to go back and check it out. And again, this topic is important because the Bible encourages us to not forsake the gathering together of the saints. So you're going to be gathering together with saints as a child of God. So you need to know what to look for in these gatherings. So, as we've done so far, using a series of dichotomies, we're going to use the same mantra today. My anchor scripture for what we're going to discuss today is Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version, the ESV. It says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what is the dichotomy we're going to be discussing today? The dichotomy we'll discuss today is the dichotomy of membership growth versus discipleship. Membership growth versus discipleship. Now, one big problem with many churches these days is this focus just on recruiting members. There's nothing wrong with trying to recruit members for a church. Nothing wrong with that. But if that is your overt focus, then there's a problem somewhere. The thing is, the primary purpose of a church, after all is said and done, is to testify of Jesus Christ. Because you see, some churches, they just focus so hard on membership growth. And trust me, I've seen many of these kinds of churches. And they will incorrectly use Matthew 28 verses 19 to 20 as their anchor. But let's look at what that scripture actually says, right? It says, you know, said we should go, right? It starts with literal instruction, go. So yeah, it means, you know, go out literally and evangelize. But then what are you supposed to do? Look at what it says. It says, make disciples. Because discipling takes time. Discipleship is when a person is like mentored to grow more and more to become like Christ. Discipleship takes time. He then says we should go and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then look at verse 20. He says, teaching them. Teaching. He didn't just say teach them. He said teaching. So it's an ongoing process of spiritual development. It's an ongoing process, teaching them to observe and to do all that I've commanded you. So again, it's an ongoing process of spiritual development. We're told to make disciples, not increase numbers. Many churches focus so hard on increasing numbers, but they don't focus on making disciples. Making disciples is hard. Trust me, it's hard, but you got to do it as a church. So how many churches focus on making disciples? Very, very few. It's like a remnant church that goes through the process of making disciples. Because let me tell you something, Christianity is not a numbers game. It's a discipleship game. Many churches, they just focus very hard on the numbers. Obviously, that's going to bring in more giving money. It's going to bring in more money if you have big numbers, right? But you see, these churches, they pay lip service to building Christ-like character. And honestly, for some churches, this problem has arisen because of a loss of focus. You know, the focus is on becoming a mega church instead of building souls. They essentially almost like focus on mass production instead of quality. They focus so heavily on winning souls, but they pay lip service to the actual soul of those people that have been brought in. Because honestly, I can tell you this, you'd probably be hard-pressed to find a pastor that is content with having a small congregation that is truly following Christ. It's really, really unfortunate. But the flock in many churches these days, they're just there and they are not being spiritually fed. The person in charge, the pastor or the leader or whatever, just wants, okay, how can I increase my numbers? How can I increase my numbers? But he's not feeding them spiritually. He's not helping them in the process of discipleship. Because right? If you think about it, there are many people these days that are spiritually malnourished. They're going to places that call themselves churches, But they are not hearing the true word of God. They are not being discipled. They are not being discipled. Because here's the thing. A disciple that is being well nurtured with the word and growing in Christ-like character, that disciple will be a powerful evangelist. Because look at it. Look at Peter in Acts chapter 2. We talked about this in the previous podcast. He did not have to employ high-pressure sales tactics to extract commitments from people. Come and be saved. Come and be saved. In fact, he did not force them to be saved. Those people, the Bible says that they were pricked in their hearts. And they asked, brethren, what can we do? What can we do? He preached the true word of God. The power of God was evident. And people willingly gave their lives to Christ. They were not forced into that commitment. I'm telling you this, many times people are almost cajoled to say the prayer of salvation so that a church can feel good and say, oh yeah, we met our evangelism targets. Trust me, I have fallen for this before. I've even tried like, oh wait, I want to bring as many people to Christ as possible. See, that's a noble goal. But you cannot just stop there. You need to care about the actual souls of those people that have been saved. Those people have to be discipled, right? Because if you think about it, Jesus was not chasing crowds. He spent most of his time on earth mentoring just a few people. Because you see, many churches these days, unfortunately, are being run like car dealerships. They try to use these high-pressure, intense tactics to make people say the prayer of salvation. But it shouldn't be so, right? Like literally, preach Christ and let the Holy Spirit do his work. Like he did during the message of Peter in the book of Acts chapter 2. Right? Don't be a commitment extractor because you want to hit your quotas, because you want to hit your numbers. Right? Don't force people to sign a salvation contract. That's not how God works. That's not how God works. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, I stand at the door and knock. 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 If anyone hears me and opens the door, you need to open that door. You need to be willing. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, willing. You need to make that choice. You shouldn't be forced into it, right? You shouldn't be forced into it. So instead of churches honestly focusing on evangelism quotas, I'd want to challenge any church or church leader or pastor or whatever listening to this. Why don't you focus on a discipleship quota? Why not focus on spiritual development? Why not focus on that flock you currently have of building them up to become more and more like Christ? That's a very worthwhile endeavor. So again, please, I will encourage you if you're looking at a church, I'm not saying, wow, if a place has a lot of members, it must be a bad place. No, that's not what I'm saying. But make sure that a place, even if it has large numbers, or even if it has small numbers, because you can have small numbers and not focus on spiritual growth and development. Make sure, ask yourself, what is the focus of this church? What is the focus of this church, right? And if it's a church that focuses, again, a lot on the prosperity gospel, on the word of faith movement, but nothing on becoming more like Christ, growing to be more like Christ, that is not a place you want to be. So now, as we wrap this podcast up, I think I'm going to stop here today. Here's what I'm going to say. Again, I'm not going to try to extract some commitment from you that, ooh, you must give your life to Christ, blah, 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 blah. No, it's a decision you have to come to. I will encourage you to make that decision, but I'm not going to force you into that decision. But if you want to understand why you may want to make that decision, I will encourage you. Listen to episode 254. It's the Salvation Podcast. It literally talks about how we had a price to pay for our sins and Jesus paid that price in our place by dying for us on the cross. And if you listen to the podcast and you see that, okay, I want to give my life to Christ, there's going to be an opportunity at the end for you to surrender your life to the Lord. And then after that, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. So Lord, I just thank you for your word that we have heard this morning. Give us the grace, Lord, to focus on making disciples and not just on hitting numbers. Christianity is not a numbers game. It's a discipleship game. And Father, give us the grace to submit to your mentorship and your leadership, to grow to become more and more like you, to the glory and honor of your name. I commit this week into your able hands. Father, please help us in all that we do. Give us the grace to do your will and help us to grow to be more like you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. It's my prayer that your week is spent with the Lord and that the Lord will help you in all that you do. See you next time. Shalom and bye for now.